Be'ezras Hashem, B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to L'Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Smin of Yosef. Also, we're for Shlema for Rachel Basleya, Yitzchak Shefrin's daughter, who had a baby girl last night. Wish him a mazel tov. And a special good morning to David Yoshua, Chana Chenech, Mordechai, Dani, Stephen, Noah, Reb Avi, Dr. Joe, Yitzchak, Harav Eliezer Dov, Gershon Eitan, Tzvika, and Shlomo David. We are at the bottom of Gimel Beis discussing whether this Koresh Daryavish king, Artachshasta, Koresh Daryavish Artachshasta, the Gemara had said that we count his years like a Melech Yisrael. So the Gemara says because he was a kosher, because he was a tzaddik. According to some opinions, he was the son of Esther Hamalka and Achashverosh. So he was a tzaddik. He allowed the Jewish people to build the Beis HaMikdash. He gave the permission to go rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, wait a second. But we asked that it sounds like from some psukim that we actually counted the years not like a Jewish king, like a non-Jewish king. So in some sources it says he was a Jewish, we counted him like a Jewish king because he was a kosher. But Rav Yosef asked at the end of yesterday's daf, we see from Pesukim in Ezra that really we counted like a non-Jewish king. Answers the Gemara. So we said yesterday, the last lines of yesterday's daf, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Lukasha, kan kodem shechmitz, kan lach shechmitz. He was early in life a tzaddik. Then he went sour. So the beginning of his life, we counted him like the years of Jewish kings. And the end of his life, we counted him like non-Jewish kings. Now, the whole first half of today's daf is going to be, really, did he go sour or not? Says what? Maslow of Kano Mi Hichmitz. Did Daryavish / Koresh / Artachshasta, did he really go sour? He became a Rasha. Vahoksiv. But we know that he sent a letter in the hands of Ezra to the Jewish leaders in Israel, when they were building the Beis HaMikdash, he said, "Uma chashchan uvnei torin v'dichrin v'imrin la'alvan la'alashmayo." Tell me, whatever you need, what do you need? Sheep and turtle doves and whatever you need for the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to supply. Hintin, malach, chamar, mashach. You need oil, you need wine, kamamar, kahani, dibushlam, whatever the Kohanim say. Lahevi misrav lahom yom biyom dilo shalu. Whatever they need, we're going to provide from them every single day, without delay. So you see, what do you mean? He became sour. You see that he was willing to supply, even afterwards, he was willing to supply the Beis HaMikdash with whatever it needed. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rebbe mitunach, from this exact place that you're quoting me as a raya, it's actually a proof in the other direction. Why? Because it says, "De lahon mehakravin nichochin la'olashmai umatzlin l'chayim alko v'noi." Because when he said, "Here, I'm going to give you all this stuff to make the Beis HaMikdash function, and by the way, make sure you daven for me also." In other words, he wasn't doing this to help out the Jewish people. The whole thing he was doing was only to help out himself, and that's why we consider him to be a Rasha. Says the Gemara, is it really such a bad thing to ask the Jews to daven for you? That shows you're a Rasha. Uman da avid hachi, lav mal yisahi. Really? If you tell the Jews to daven for you, so that's not a mitzvah? V'hatanya, didn't we learn, I think this was in Pesachim, ha'omer selazu l'staka b'shvil sheyichyu banai. If a person gives money to tztaka so that his kids should be healthy, u'b'shvil she'eska balachai olam haba, or I'm giving tztaka so I should get olam haba, Harez et tzaddik gomor. What do you mean? You're a tzaddik gomor if you do this. So the Gemara answers Lokasha. Kan be Yisrael v'chan ba'ovdi kochavim. There's a difference between a Jew doing this or a non-Jew doing this. What's the difference? Says Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. Kan be Yisrael. Shelibo l'shamayim. V'im marian lo b'chayav eno kori tagar. El atol ha'yisurin v'avono. A Jew, if he asks for something, so if he gets it and then loses it or doesn't get it and he has a lot of pains and he asks Hashem for something and Hashem doesn't give it to him, he doesn't complain and he says, it must be because of my sins I didn't get it. But a non-Jew, if he doesn't get what he's supposed to get, and he complains against the Ribbono Shlom. He complains. He complains on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Rashi and Tosfos.
Both. He's Jewish?
What's that?
Wasn't he Jewish? According to one of the.
Right, wasn't he Jewish? Oh, that's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. Right, wasn't he? Yeah, maybe he was an Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's a good answer, perhaps. Other Rishonim say otherwise. The Ritva writes that a Jew, if he doesn't get his reward in this world, he's not upset because he believes he's going to get it in the next world. But the non-Jews, when they don't get the reward in this world, so he rejects Hashem. The Yad Ramah explains that a Jew who asks Sheyichya Beno, his kavan is l'shem shemaim, that his kids should be involved in Torah mitzvahs. But the guy who wants Sheyichya Beno, so it means for himself, means for his own his own pleasure. Yeah. So, fine. So says the Gemara. Now just, right. So this is one approach that Rashi and Tosfos have about why you're allowed to, you know, say, I'm doing this mitzvah for X reason. But all the Rishonim ask over here, what about the Mishnah Pirkei Avos that says, this is, you're not supposed to serve Hashem for the reward. How come over here you're able to do it? So the Gemara here says the difference, one is by a Jew, one is by a non-Jew. Others give different answers. Why is this not a problem? Some say there's a special din by tztaka. Special din by tztaka that you're allowed to give tztaka for a refuah shleima for somebody, right? I think it's based on the pasuk uvachanuni no bezos. That you're allowed to test out Hashem with tztaka. That's where we get the whole concept of mishaberachs from. You gave mishaberachs because you used to have to give money to get an aliyah. So when you gave money, you got an aliyah. We said, because you gave money to tztaka, you should have a bracha. Because you gave money, bavur she, no little tztaka, bavur, bizchayza, kashbrach, ishmerev, yatzaleim, and called tzuv, tzuka. Why? Why is he giving mishaberachs? Not because he got the aliyah. Because he gave tztaka. We still have a vestige of it, even though now a lot of places, they don't sell the aliyahs. But that's the whole mishaberach comes from that. Because tztaka, you're allowed to do that. Others, I think the Pnei Yeshua says, the difference is between a tzaddik and a chassid. That you're not a tzaddik, that maybe you're a tzaddik gomor, but you're not a chassid. If you do mitzvahs for the reward, you're still a tzaddik gomor, but you're not even a higher level of a chassid. And there are other answers also. But interesting, a difference between tztaka and other mitzvos that you're allowed to, particularly when it comes to tztaka. That's one answer. Okay, let's continue. So this is one proof, the fact that he asked for the Beis HaMikdash to be built for his own purposes. That's one proof that Daryavish went bad later in his life. The Gemara is now going to bring three other proofs. How do you know that Dayavish became bad later in life? Tachsiv, Nidbachin di Evan Galal Talasa, Venidbach di Ah Chadas. Three rows of stones when you build, and one row of wood. Venifka Samnin Beis Malka Tisyaev. You should pay the Jews to build a Beis Hamikdash, three rows of stone, one row of wood. Ask them, Alamale David Hachi, why did he include a row of wood? Savar Imardu bi Yudai Ikle Benura. If the Jews rebel against me, I'm going to burn the Beis HaMikdash up in fire. So he needed to have one layer of wood. It says the Gemara, really, that's such a bad thing? Atu Shlomo lo avad hachi? Didn't Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, the first time, right, this is talking about the second Beis HaMikdash, right, but when Shlomo built it the first time, didn't he also put wood in there? He also put wood in there. V'haksev, Shlosh Turi Gazes, V'tur, Kirusos, Arazim, Erez, cedar wood. And it's the Gemara, Shlomo, three differences. Shlomo Avin Milmala, Shlomo only did it on the outside for ornamental purposes, for looks. V'iu Avin Milamata, he did it in the foundation so it would destroy it. Shlomo Shaki Bibinyana, Shlomo buried it deep in the, he put it inside the wood. He put the wood inside the stone, ilo shaki bibinyana. But he didn't put it inside the stone because it would make it easier to burn it. Shlomo sadi besida. Shlomo put cement around it, ilo sadi besida. But Daryavish did not cement it, so therefore it was easy to destroy the building. Third proof that Daryavish became wicked later in life, Rav Yosef Yitim Rav Yitzchak, Minal and Achmitz Mehacha, from the following pasuk in Nehemiah. These are the things that Nehemiah told over what happened to him with the king. The king said, and the Shegel was sitting next to him. My Shegel. Who is sitting next to the king? Unbelievable Gemara. Unbelievable Netziv coming up, as Rabbi Razner said this morning, and I thank Rabbi Razner for this Netziv. For this Netziv alone, it was worth waking up this morning. So said Rabbi Razner in the Shir, and I totally agree with him. Listen to this. Vashegel Yoshev Zetzel. My Shegel, Amarababar, Lema, Mishmeidarav, Kalbasa. That Daryavish had a dog, a female dog next to him that he used to have relations with, this female dog. Oh my gosh. So that's where you see that he was became a sinner later in life. El Mayata Hadaksiv, Valmara Shmaya Hisromamta, Ulamanaya di Besa, Chaivis Haisiv Kadamach, Vaant Virav Ravanach, Shaglosach. What do you mean? But the psukim in Daniel was rebuking Belshazzar, and it talks about that that you violated the Beis Hamikdash and the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash you used, and you and your shegel were drinking wine. If the shegel means it was a female dog, kalbasa bas mishti chamrihi. The female dogs drink wine. Says mahalokasha. The mouthful of a shasya. You can train a dog to do a lot of things. You can train the dog to drink wine. Ela me'atad chesiv benos molacham b'kirosecha nitzva shagal yimincha b'kesem ofir. But wait a second. What about this pasuk in Tehillim that says that daughters of kings give you kavod, and the shegel is to your right. And it is adorned with gold that comes from Ophir. V'shegel kalbasahi. If it's true that Shegel is a female dog, Maikam Avasu Navali Yisro. What kind of positive nevuah is the Navi telling Jewish people that the female dog will be to their right? Is that a praise that the female dog will be covered in gold? What does this mean? Listen to this Gemara. Hachi Kamar. Bishar Shechaviva Tol Yisrael Kishegel Lo'ov De Kochavim. Zechisem lekesem ofir, with the reward that Torah is as beloved. Listen to this. Torah is as Mordechai and I can believe this. With the reward, that Torah is as beloved to the Jewish people as a female dog is to people who love having relations with female dogs. So that's in that zechus that Torah is so beloved, like a female dog is beloved to the one who sleeps with it, to an of the kochavim, zechisam lakesim ofir. In that merit, we're going to merit the greatest riches. So that's what it means. And the final, just before we get to, so comes along the Netziv. Comes along the Netziv in Pashas Kisetze, on the Pasuk, Esnan zona u'mechir kelev. Lo savi esnan zona u'mechir kelev. You're not allowed to bring the gift of a prostitute or something exchanged for a dog on a carbon. Says the Netziv. He quotes this Gemara and he says, what is this Gemara talking about? The Harchiv Dover. What is this Gemara talking about that you're comparing the study of Torah? What kind of bizarre comparison is this? That the study of Torah should be as beloved to the Jewish people like a female dog is to a non-Jew. Says the Netziv, you know what the comparison is? These are the only two things two kinds of love that anyone who is not in it cannot possibly fathom, this kind of love. If you're not in it, you can't fathom it. Most other loves, you know, you love a sports team, you love a certain food. Okay, people can be crazy about it, but I could fathom it. I could fathom that I could love, I could relate to it a little bit. But this type of love of a, to have relations with a female dog, it's bizarre even to the world, except for the person in it. Only the person in it understands, can understand it. It's the same way with Torah, says the Netziv. You can't imagine, why does a guy wake up early in the morning for what? To sit there and talking about these esoteric ideas of, you can't understand what's the beauty of it. How can people fall in love with it? How can you fall? You can't understand that. You go to work, people say to you, well, you woke up wanting to do what? To sit with a book, learning about things that have nothing to do with you? Where's the love? I don't understand. How can you have the love? Until you're in, until you become someone who's involved in it, until says the Netziv, that's the comparison over here in the Gemara. That the love of Torah for the Jewish people is like the love that a Ovid Kochavim has for a Shegel, has for a female dog when they're involved in it. It's mamish not understandable unless you mamish delve into it and you're in it. Oh, the only way you can understand how the beautiful love that Klal Yisrael has for Torah. Check it up in the Netziv and Kiseitze. Wow, what a thank you Hashem for showing me that Mara Makom from Rabbi Razna. Thank you Rabbi Razna for showing it for this morning on the Peloton. Here we go, and I even remembered it. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'ibay Seima. Now you can answer the question, La'olam Shegel Malkasi. You know, maybe really the Shegel is not a female dog, it's actually a queen. The Rabba Bar Lema, and Rabba was explaining the Pasuk of Shegel Yosheves Etzlo, Gemara Gemirullah, he had a tradition that really usually a Shegel is a queen, but Rabba had a tradition that here it means it was really a dog. V'amai Kar L'Shegel. Why did it call the dog a queen? Shahisa Chaviva loved Kishegel. Because he loved this dog so much like he liked a queen. Inami Shoshiva Bamakom Shegel. That he had this dog sitting in the queen's throne. That's why he called it a Shegel, even though it was really a dog, but it called it a Shegel because he used to sit next to him. He loved the dog like a queen, or he used to sit next to him in the queen's seat. And the fourth proof that Daryavish became a Rush at the end of his life, Ibai Sayyim Nolan da Achmed, how do you know Daryavish became a Rush? Mehacha. You learn it from here, because in the letter that Daryavish sent with Ezra to those in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, it says, the Pasuk in Ezra, Ad Kesef ki Karin Meav, Ad Chantin Korin Meav, Ad Chamer Batin Meav, Ad Batin Meshach Meav, Umalach Diloksev. You can only have a certain amount of silver, a certain amount of wheat, a certain amount of houses, a certain amount of oil, a certain amount of houses filled with oil and salt. You can have as much as you want. Because he gave Meikar below Kizus. Originally he promised he would give as much as they need. But Hashtubi Kizus, now he said, no, you can only have a certain amount. So you see that he was getting stingy in his old age. He says, Gemara, what do you mean? Vidilla Meikar Lavi Kim Lebe Kizus. Maybe originally you know how much they needed. And really now he figured out how much they needed. So he said, okay, this is how much you should have. It's not a proof. You got to go back to one of the first three proofs. The Gemara rejects the fourth proof. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Right, we finished so far. We finished learning one word of the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah. Right, L'malachim. Now we're done. Now we're up to the next word of the Mishnah. The first day of Nisan is not only Rosh Hashanah L'malachim, it's also Rosh Hashanah L'regalim. What do you mean that the first day of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'regalim? Says the Gemara, L'regalim. Bechad b'Nisan hu? B'chamisha asar b'Nisan hu? What do you mean? The first Yantif happens on the 15th of Nisan. What do you mean Rosh Hashanah? What do you mean Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Amar Rav Chista, you're right. Regel Shebo Rosh Hashanah L'regalim. It means you're right. It starts from the Yantif. The Yantif that is in the month, which is Rosh Hashanah L'regalim. Says the Gemara. Now, what does this mean that the 15th of Nisan or Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah L'regalim? Nafkamina l'nod l'mekam alei b'bal ta'acher. The nafkamina for this is that someone who makes a neder, he's going to violate b'al ta'acher. Rosh Hashanah L'regalim according to one opinion. We're going to learn five opinions, but let's see. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Shimon he, and this is going like the famous opinion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who says that you only violate Baal Ta'acher if you make a neder to bring a carbon, and three regalim pass by, but all three regalim, it goes Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. It's got to be in that order. Pesach's got to be first. So if you make the neder before Sukkot, so then it goes Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. It'll be four regalim, right? That's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Sani, we learned to the Brice, so five opinions. Echad Hanoder, whether it be a person who wants to donate his value to the Beis HaMikdash. Vechad HaMakdash, or he's Makdash HaChefes to the Beis HaMikdash. Vechad HaMarech, or he says his Torah value, his Erechen, right? Depending on how old he is, he has to give his value. Kevin Shavu loves Shlosha Regalim, oh, about to Achim. So Tanakama says, any three Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, any three Regalim, Tanakama says, if you don't bring it, you don't pay up, you violate about to Achim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha Regalim, Kisidron! It's got to be in order. The Chagamatzos Tchila, Vechina Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Regalim, Pamim Shlosha, Pamim Arba, Pamim Chamisha, Ketzen. Nadal Lefnei HaPesach Shlosha. Lefnei HaTzeres, you're making Nadal before Shavuos, Chamisha. Lefnei HaChag Arba, if you make the Nadal before Sukkos, it's going to be four Regalim to violate Baal Ta'acher. Tana Rabbana. Now, what is subject to the laws of Baal Ta'acher? Chai Ve'adomin. That's the thing that we said before. I donate my value as a slave to Beis Hamikdash. Ve'ha Arachin. You donate your value, your Torah value, depending on your age. Hacharamin, you make a donation to the Bet HaKabayis. Vahahekdeshos, you're makdish an object. Chatos vahashamos, you chayv to bring carbon chatos or an asham. Olos or shlamim, you volunteer to bring an ola or a shlamim. Tzedakos, wow, you made a neder of tzedakah, you have three regalim to pay it up. Is that really true? That's a big hack in the Mefarshim. Right. Later on Davar, Rav is going to say that tzedakah, you violate Baal Ta'acher right away. Oh, so the Tosis writes, that's if you have an ani right in front of you. Take a look right here. Tzedakah, semaisis. See, Tosis, all over Rav, come on, with tzedakah, mechai, ve'la'alter. Hani, mi'lu, dekai, mi'ani. That's if you have an ani in front of you, then you violate Baal Ta'acher right away. You don't give him right away. Avalo mechai, ve'la'adu'e, basrai, kol zman shla'ovu, shlosha regalim. Interesting. Good. So, tzedakah. Umaisros. If you're mafresh, maisarish, maisar sheni, or maisar ani, once you're mafresh, Tosus says over there, same Tosus. Once you're mafresh, umaisros, the next Tosus. Umaisros. Can go maisarish, maisar sheni, maisar ani. Isn't there a Zman beer after 3.5 years? Apish lo hifrish, chayev lahafrish. Right, so the difference is, right, so some say that only once you're mafresh it, Tosa says, once you're mafresh it, then you have three regalim. That's a big shiloh also that they discuss over here. Let's say you're not intending to eat the food at all. Do you have to be mafresh chumas and maisers if you're not intending to eat it? Do you only have to be mafresh if you want to eat it? Some say no, there's a mitzvah to be mafresh maisers. Even if you're not intending to eat it, there's a taz like that. So anyway, maisros, if you're mafresh and you don't give it, b'chor, right? Your animal gives birth to b'chor, you don't give it to a kohen. Maiser, maiser behema, pesach, carbon pesach. Really? Karban Pesach? Baal Ta'acher? Yeah. The Gemara is going to explain later on. On Daf. Hey, I think. Vav, I can't even read it. My gosh, I got to get new glasses. B'char Meister U'Pesach. Leket Shikhu Peya. Once you separate it, you have three regalim. Kevin Shavu Le Shlosh Regalim. Over Baal Ta'acher. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Shlosh Regalim Kisidjo. Nechagamatzos Tchila. Pesach comes first. Rabbi Meir Omer, opinion number three. Kevin Shlomo Regel Echad Baal Ta'acher. One Yontif. Elizabeth Yaakov Omer. Kevin Shlomo Shnei Regalim Baal Ta'acher. Any two Regalim. Fifth Shita Elizabeth Shimon Omer. Kevin Shlomo Lein Chaga Sukkos Overlam Baal Ta'acher. It's always Sukkos. So it could be 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. It's always Sukkos. Wow. No. It could only be 1, 2, or 3. Depending on when you made the nether. If you made it before Sukkot, it's Sukkot. If you made it before Shavuos, it's Shavuos Sukkot. If you made it before Pesach, it's Shavuos Sukkot.
How is it like, I'm just curious, you're supposed to leave it if you don't take it anywhere, so how is it about that, if you don't cut it by then?
Yeah, I guess you don't harvest it then. Yeah, I guess so. You have to harvest it. Right. That's a great point, Dr. Joe. Says the Gemara, my time at the Tanakama, what's the logic of the Tanakama? It says it's three regalim. Torah says, Shamaras Cholish Aviv Vasisa Pesach Vasisa Chag Shvuos Chag Asukos Tasalacha. This is in Parshas Re'eh. And then it says, Shalosh Pamim Bashana B'chag HaMatzos B'chag HaShavuos B'chag HaSukos. Michtim, Minay Yusolik, you just mentioned them. Lamali Lamehed Michtim, why do you got to say the Yom Tovim again? B'chag HaMatzos B'chag HaShavuos B'chag HaSukos Shema Mina Olubal Ta'acher Rabbi Shimon Omer In the Tzorach Lomer B'chag HaSukos Shavuot Yireh Kazi. We're talking about Sukkos. Lomer Emer Lomer Shezeh Achron. Sukkos has to be last. Rabbi Meir Mai Taiba. What's the reason for Rabbi Meir Diksiv? Uvasa Shama V'Aveisim Shama. You go there and you bring it there. One yontif. You go there and bring it. Even one yontif.
So when would Rav Meir say that the Rosh Hashanah for Galen is?
Right. Right. He's the Gemara's going to ask. The Gemara's going to ask that. Tomorrow's that. Yeah. So v'rabbanon hahu la'ase. The other tanarim, Tanakama, Reb Shimon, Elizabeth Yaakov, Elizabeth Shimon, they don't hold like Reb Meir. So what is this pasuk for? This is to tell me that in addition to violating iser bal ta'acher, uvasa shama v'avesim shama, there's also an ase if you don't bring your stock or your karbanos. Reb Meir came and demolei rachmana. I say v'lo aisem elu kamalei bal ta'acher. And the Rabbanan say, I'm sorry, and Rav Meir answers and says, is both. That once it says a mitzvah to bring, and you don't bring it, so Mamela, you're also going to violate the lav. You learn them both. You learn them both from here. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, my time, what's the Elazar ben Yaakov who says it's two regalim, tichsiv. In Pashas Pinchas, Eile Tasu Lashem B'Moadeichem, in the plural, Miut Moadim Shnayim, right? Levad Mi Nidreichem Nidvoseichem Aloseichem. It says two Yamim Tovim, so you have two to bring it. Rabbanan Ahu Lichad Rabbi Yona. That's to learn out the drush Rabbi Yona. The Rabbi Yona Hukshu Kol Moadim Kulam Zelaze Shekulam Mechav Mal Tumas Midrash VeKadosha. That all the Seire Chatas brought on all the Yavim Tovim are all Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. It's a hekesh to compare them all together. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon my time. What's the logic of Rav Elazar Rav Shimon who said that you only violate Baal Ta'acher if you pass a Sukkos? It's all Sukkos. Decided. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Omer. Lo Yom HaChag HaSukkos Shabo Dibur HaKasuv. The last thing they were talking about was Sukkos. It didn't need to say Sukkos. Let it just say Pesach and Shavuos, Laman Emar Loma Shezeh Gorim. That's the one that causes Baal Ta'acher. Rav Meir Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Hi, b'chag hamatzos, chag shavuos, chag sukkos, my dor shibei. What are Rav Meir and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? What do they do with chag hamatzos? Doesn't it say three? My dor shibei. V'bar lech Rav Elazar amar Rav Ushaya. Rav Elazar amar Ushaya, minayin la'atzeres, sheyesh lo tashlum in kol shiva. How do you know? Shavuos is only one day. How do you know if you don't bring the Shalmei Chagiga or the Olas Re'iyah or the Shalmei Simcha of Shavuos on day number one that you have 7 days to bring it? If you don't bring it on day number one, you have 7 days to bring it. How do you know that? How do you have 7 days? Says the Gemara, Hekesh. Talmud Lomar, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. Magash Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaMatzos. Ma Chag HaMatzos. Yesh lo tashlum kol shiva. Af chag shavuos yesh lo tashlum kol shiva. Ask the Gemara. V'lek shel chag sukkos ma'al halon shmoina. Af kan shmona. Why do you only have 7 days of not saying tachanun after shavuos? We should compare it to sukkos. We should have 8 days to not say tachanun. Because of the shavuos yimei hamiluah. Says the Gemara. Shmini regel b'fnei atzmahu. The 8th day is not part of sukkos. I ate with Rabban Shmini regel b'fnei atzmahu le'inyan pizar kishav. What do you mean? We only said that Shmini Atzeres is a separate yontif as far as Pius, that's the lottery, had a separate lottery. Zman, you say a separate Shechianu. Regel, either that means you say Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, or it's just called a different day. Right, Tosus on Pizar, right over here. Tosus Pizar says, that's as far as benching and davening, you say Yom Shmini Atzeres. Sukkah, Rashi says it means that you don't sit in a sukkah. That's what it means, regular. You don't sit in a sukkah. Kuf is carbon, right? It breaks the order of the carbon. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. And Shemini Atzeres is 1. Shir, it had a different song. Bracha. Bracha either means Shemini Chag Atzeres or the bracha of the king. Avalini Tashlumin. Everyone agrees you're allowed to bring the carbonas from the first 7 days on the eighth day. This not. Mishlo Chag, Yontav Rishon Shel Chag. 1 second. Mishlo Chag, Yontav Rishon Shel Chag. Chogig is Kol HaRegel, Yontav Achron Shel Chag. So the Gemara says, say, what do you mean? You see, as far as Tashlumin, Sukkot is 8 days. So why don't we get an extra day for the carbon? Compare Shavuos to Sukkot, and you get 8 days. Instead of comparing it to Pesach, you only get 7 days. Says the Gemara, if you have a choice to compare it to Shavuos to Pesach, or Shavuos to Sukkot, we have a famous rule. Tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta mu'a tafasta. 7 days is included in both of them. 8 days is only Sukkot. So I'd rather compare it to seven. Says the Gemara. All right, I think we're going to stop here. Okay, Rabbi say we will stop here. Thank you very much for joining, Bez Hashem. Okay, tomorrow's a little bit of an issue. The bris in Manhattan tomorrow morning. Bris in Manhattan. Okay, so what are we going to do about the Daf Yomi tomorrow morning? What are we going to do?
What Rabbi was going to ask is how the Rabbi was going to get to Manhattan. That's the hard question.
So I think what I'm going to do is... I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give the tomorrow's Daf Yomi tonight. I'm going to give tomorrow's Daf Yomi tonight. What time? So I'm going to give tomorrow's, and I'll record it. So if you can't make it tonight, you'll come tomorrow. I would say, let's assume around 10 p.m. Tomorrow's Daf Yomi tonight at 10. I can't make it tomorrow morning. So tomorrow's Daf Yomi will be tonight at 10 on the Zoom. Let's just do Zoom. Only Zoom tonight. Tonight's Daf Yomi is only Zoom, 10 o'clock tonight. Welcome to come on the Zoom, okay? I apologize, but I have a bris tomorrow when I can't make it.